Hello, Kent.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
I was on the phone with Craig getting an update.
Well, good. Good. Anything that you can share with us?
Yes, as far as the 40-year plan, everything was completed, and Craig said that he noticed in the plan that he had forgot to include that one additional water right down in the on the corner by Dutch Town Resort. And so he reached out to him on April 9th and asked them to add that one water right, at which point we're waiting to get back from him, and as soon as we get it, we'll just report it with the state and we'll be finished.
Okay.
So, and as far as that other diversion point, I am forwarding that information you gave me, and he's going to file the necessary paperwork to get two permanent diversion points on that side of the lake. So one on the river and one on the east side of the lake. So if you have some preferences, let me know. Or would you prefer it to have it on this side of the lake?
Both. We'd probably prefer both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So three. Right. So, and we could talk to Sean about the diversion point that he would prefer on this side, exactly where that's at. I don't know exactly where what he's been using, but somewhere
right there by the below the airport, and then maybe right there in Linwood on the old highway.
Yeah.
I've seen him get water both places.
Okay. So I'll have Sean call you about that, Kent.
I'll reach out to him and I'll get that information from him.
Okay, very good.
And then I'll get it to Craig along with the previous one that we had, but we'll make them permanent. The other one you wanted over by Antelope Flats, correct?
Yeah, Antelope Flats. And then also on the river.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry for the delay.
No problem. Okay, so we're on item A under the RDA agenda, discussion consideration of addendum to participation agreement with Joe Mack LLC. Were you going to send us something on that, Kent, or at least give us some verbiage for a motion?
We had in closed meeting some clarification. I have received from Joe Mack an amended, proposed, revised trust deed. We have been in negotiations for an additional 40 acres that would amend the already approved participation agreement. Counsel for Joe Mack is going to prepare an amended and restated participation agreement to include those terms. My recommendation would be to approve the trust deed as it currently is written, amended trust deed as it's currently written, which adds an additional 40 acres with the same terms as far as percentage rates. We discussed some additional terms for repayment, which will be included into the agreement. The price for the additional 40 acres was consistent with the original previous participation agreement at $10,000 per acre, and that's the basis for us assessing the additional 40 acres. So, conditioned upon the final amended participation agreement, which will be drafted by the parties and presented to the commissioners, I would recommend that we approve it and approve the sell the additional 40 acres, make it into 80 acres instead of 40 acres. Total price for that is $600,000, which reflects the prices consistent with the other properties adjacent to this development site. And then finally, we're going to get from Mr. Smith and Jomac a updated, amended development plan to reflect the additional 40 acres and how that changes the original plan. So we can approve it because it's on the agenda. It's just amending the participation agreement, which we've already approved. And those would be my recommendations.
So the motion would be to conditionally approve the amended participation agreement and the amended trust deed?
Correct.
Based on the terms that you have outlined?
Correct.
Is that sufficient?
Yes.
So, a motion to conditionally approve the addendum to the participation agreement with Jomac LLC that adds an additional 40 acres at the cost of $10,000 per acre?
Yes.
Anything else?
And the accompanying trust deed that reflects the same acreage and same price. Jay, did I miss something that you...
I turned on my video. I think it was a misnomer for me. So I'm counsel for Jomac, Jay Springer. I just wanted that to be, for the record. So that's all I had. There are other terms we discussed, but I think that'll all be encompassed in the general approval language.
So I'll make a motion that we amend the participation agreement with Jomac LLC conditionally upon the terms that we've discussed. And also, in that amendment of the participation agreement, amend the trust deed to reflect the terms and the additional property and price for that as well.
What is that price?
$600,000 for the total 80 acres. So $5,000 for 40 of those acres and $10,000 for the additional 40 acres. And we do have the legal description outlining those.
Okay, so that's my motion.
Second.
A motion and a second's been made to amend the participation agreement with Jomac LLC and the trust deed conditionally upon the terms that we've discussed. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I don't know if Jack is able to comment or vote at this point, given where he's at in his travels.
He come back on, I know, so I don't know if he's there.
So, okay, motion carries regardless with the two votes. Okay, is there anything else that we need to discuss today before we adjourn? I believe that we've covered all the items on the agenda.
That's all I have.
Lorinda?
Jay, I'll reach out to Jay when we're off this meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for participating. And if there's nothing else, I will adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 12:36. We're adjourned.